The Panhandle Plains Historical Museum, located on the campus of West Texas A&M University in Canyon, is a repository of West Texas life. More than 100,000 visitors annually come to pore over major exhibits on the petroleum industry, Western heritage, paleontology, transportation, and art. The museum opened in 1933. Despite the financial hardships of the Great Depression, the Panhandle Plains Historical Society raised more than $53,000 to help preserve the region's pioneer past. Amarillo architects Emmett Rittenberry and M.O. Carter used the Pueblo Deco style, a Western variant of Art Deco, to accentuate the exhibits. The exterior of Texas limestone features tall windows and bas-relief of Panhandle and Western scenes. West Texas cattle brands etched in glazed sandstone frame the front door. Inside, the large front room features a high coffered ceiling with colorful Old West murals adorning the upper walls. The collections quickly outgrew the museum, a trend that continued despite several additions to the building. Each time, Panhandle residents rallied to help their museum expand. In 1941, schoolchildren collected and donated more than 270,000 bricks. Others donated 100 tons of sand and gravel for the addition, which was completed in 1952. 20 years later, when the museum acquired the university's former library building next door, it faced a different challenge: how to effectively use the new space. Architect Terrence Doan provided an answer with his design for the petroleum wing. This addition, with soaring windows and a huge 1920s oil rig display, connects the old library with the main building, providing additional exhibit space without compromising the original design. The Panhandle Plains Historical Museum earned a Texas Antiquities Landmark designation in 1983 for its Pueblo Deco style.